Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're talking about AI and orthodontics. It's a field changing so rapidly. We had a chance to look at Dr. Baxman's work and some interesting research on, the potential pitfalls and also, importantly, the solutions for making sure that AI is used
ethically and effectively in this field.
That's right. It's interesting because AI was initially seen as the sort of silver bullet to eliminate human error and bias. But what Dr. Baxman is showing is that it can actually introduce a whole new set of challenges that are more complex.
Right. Let's start with the human element. Even experienced orthodontists can be biased.
Dr. Baxman points to cognitive biases, our tendency to rely on mental shortcuts based on patterns we've seen before. And this can be efficient, because it allows us to make quick decisions, but it can also lead to inaccuracies,
especially in cases that are more complex or outside the norm.
And it's not just cognitive biases. We also have effective biases where emotions influence decision making. If a doctor is stressed or fatigued, they might make different choices compared to when they're well-rested and focused.
Totally. And of course, there are those overt forms of bias, right? Like stereotyping based on a patient's age, gender, or race. And those biases can lead to disparities in how people are treated.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why AI was so appealing. By taking the human element out and relying on algorithms, we could create a more objective and equitable system.
But it turns out it's not that simple.
What Dr. Baxman's research shows is that AI brings a new set of challenges, often in ways that are, kind of subtle and difficult to even detect.
And this is where it gets interesting, because we're not talking about intentional discrimination. It's about bias baked into the technology itself.
Dr. Baxman outlines types of AI bias, starting with data bias. He stresses how important it is to have diverse data sets for AI training, especially in orthodontics. Because if an AI is trained on data from one ethnic group, its recommendations might not be as accurate for patients from other groups. So diet and racism may be an issue for data gathering.
The AI is only as good as the information it's trained on. It's like trying to bake a cake with one ingredient.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the full flavor, the right consistency.
That's a great analogy. And he points out this isn't just some hypothetical problem. We've seen real-world cases where these skewed data sets led to biased outcomes in healthcare. So
that's concerning. So data bias is one issue. What about algorithmic bias? Is that different?
Algorithmic bias is about the design of the AI itself, even if the data is unbiased. So imagine you have an algorithm that's, designed to predict the success of orthodontic treatments, but it inadvertently favors certain facial features. This could lead to biased recommendations, even though developers never intended for that to happen.
It's like using a faulty measuring tool. Even if you follow instructions, the result is off. The tool is flawed.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman points to this study where a facial recognition algorithm used for, planning orthodontic treatment showed a preference for certain facial features more common in one ethnic group, which meant that patients with different facial structures might actually be disadvantaged by the algorithm's recommendations.
That's a concrete example of how algorithmic bias can have real-world consequences. Are there other types of AI bias we should be aware of?
Yeah. He also talks about automation bias, which is that tendency to over-rely on what AI is telling us, even when the AI's recommendations might be flawed. It's like trusting your GPS blindly, even when it's telling you to drive into a lake.
It's not enough to have AI. We have to use it thoughtfully.
Exactly. That requires training for orthodontists, not just to understand how these AI systems work, but also to recognize potential red flags that might suggest bias.
It's a partnership between human expertise and AI.
Hey, exactly. Finally, he talks about privilege bias, which is about unequal access to AI-powered healthcare. Right. If these technologies are only available to certain groups because of cost or other factors, it can worsen existing health disparities.
We're creating a new level of inequality. So this raises important questions. How do we mitigate these biases? How do we ensure AI in orthodontics is used ethically and responsibly.
What are Dr. Baxman's thoughts on that?
Well, that's what we'll talk about next. He has some insightful recommendations, both practical and thought-provoking. Dr. Baxman emphasizes having robust internal controls. But
yeah, it's like this early warning system, right?
For healthcare organizations that are implementing AI, they have to be really, really meticulous about the data that they use to train the algorithms. You know, imagine like rigorous filtering processes, quality control for the information feeding the AI to make sure that it represents the diversity of patients and doesn't, you know, accidentally skew the AI toward a particular group.
It's not just about having a lot of data. It's about having the right data.
Exactly. Dr. Baxman says diverse data sets are particularly important in orthodontics because, you know, people's facial structures and treatment responses can vary so much across different populations. If AI is trained on just a narrow subset of patients, it's going to make less accurate recommendations for others.
Are there other types of controls he suggests?
He talks about checks and balances during the development process, having multiple teams or individuals scrutinize the algorithm as it's built, looking for unintentional biases. So I think in some ways,
it's like having a second pair of eyes specifically trained to spot bias.
Exactly. It's to prevent one person or team from having complete control over how the AI is developed. That reduces the risk they might miss something. And he talks about involving people from diverse backgrounds in that process. They're going to bring different perspectives, different experiences to make sure AI is representative and unbiased.
What role does the government play in all of this?
Well, that's where this idea of AI governance comes in. Dr. Baxman, along with many other experts in the field, they're calling for, you know, these clear regulatory frameworks to guide the ethical development and use of AI in healthcare. And this could be established at a governmental level.
Oh, wow. We're talking about specific laws and guidelines to prevent AI bias.
Exactly. These frameworks would provide a set of standards that developers and healthcare organizations would follow, and that would ensure a minimum level of ethical consideration is built into every stage of the process. And that's so.
I imagine that would involve a lot of collaboration between policymakers, healthcare professionals, and people in the tech industry.
Absolutely. It's a complex issue that, you know, needs input from different fields. And Dr. Baxman stresses that a multidisciplinary approach is essential.
To make sure these regulations are both effective and, you know, they can adapt to this really fast-changing world of AI. All of this sounds really important for building public trust in AI. Are there measures that can be taken at the clinical level? How could orthodontists make sure this is being used properly?
Well, Dr. Baxman, he's a big proponent of these routine treatments. Assessments of AI systems and those assessments are conducted by the orthodontists.
It's not enough to implement the system and assume it's going to work perfectly. They have to be actively involved in monitoring it.
Exactly. And that involves, you know, regular checks to make sure that the AI is performing as intended and isn't showing bias. It requires training for orthodontists to spot red flags if an AI system keeps recommending a certain treatment only for patients from a particular demographic. That should be a big red flag to investigate further.
It sounds like that would require a shift in how orthodontists are trained and educated.
He thinks it's important to start integrating AI ethics and bias detection into dental school curricula, so future orthodontists are equipped not just to use the AI, but to really critically evaluate it and, you know, understand its limitations.
So moving from passive users of AI to becoming informed overseers of it. Speaking of understanding AI, he mentions making AI explainable. What does he mean by that?
Yeah, it's about demystifying the decision-making of AI, because right now, a lot of AI systems operate as black boxes. Even the developers might not fully understand how the AI got to a conclusion.
It's not just about getting an answer from the AI, right? We need to understand the thinking behind it.
Dr. Baxman argues we need to develop these algorithms that are more transparent, more auditable, where the decision-making process is, you know, out in the open. And that not only helps us to identify and correct potential biases, but it also builds trust you know, among doctors and patients. If a patient understands why the AI is recommending a particular treatment, they're more likely to feel comfortable moving forward with it.
And that seems to tie in nicely with principles of data privacy and transparency gaining traction these days, like outlined in GDPR.
Absolutely. Dr. Baxman points out that this push for transparency in AI isn't just ethically sound, it's becoming legally important as well.
Right.
Because more and more, these regulations are requiring organizations to be able to explain, you know, how AI decisions are being made.
This has been a fascinating discussion, really highlighting the potential pitfalls, but also the solutions for, you know, all of this stuff around AI in orthodontics. What is the key takeaway for our listeners?
I think the key takeaway is that AI, while a very powerful tool, requires careful and continuous oversight to make sure that it's used ethically and responsibly. We can't assume that because it's technology, it's inherently objective or unbiased.
You have to actively identify and then, you know, mitigate any potential bias to make sure it's really serving all patients equitably. Dr. Baxman's work underscores that the human element is still essential, even in this increasingly automated world that we live in. Now, speaking of the human element, I'm curious about what Dr. Baxman has to say about the impact of AI on the doctor-patient relationship. That seems crucial.
That's a great question. He's particularly concerned, and I think we should delve into it next.
So we've talked about different types of bias that can kind of creep into AI systems, right? And Dr. Baxman has some really, you know, insightful solutions for dealing with that. But it makes me think we've been focusing on orthodontics. This whole issue of AI bias, it's so much bigger, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Baxman acknowledges his work has implications beyond one field, right? Anywhere AI is being used to make decisions that affect people's lives, we need to be thinking about these things.
Exactly. Think about finance. Algorithms are already being used to decide who gets loans, you know, what interest rates they're going to pay, or education, right? Where AI could be used to personalize learning, but also worsen existing inequalities if we're not careful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even social media, right?
Algorithms are deciding what we see, shaping our perceptions, even opinions.
It's powerful stuff.
It's mind-blowing when you think about it. AI is already so woven into our lives, and it's only going to become more so. So it feels like we really need to be grappling with these. What can we do about it? Our listeners are probably thinking this is fascinating, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not an AI developer. What can I do to make a difference?
Honestly, awareness is huge. The more people understand the potential for AI bias, the more we can demand better from companies and institutions developing and using this technology. So you already have a supercomputer. You might as well make it thriving, actually.
Educate ourselves, have conversations, and don't be afraid to bring it up.
Ask questions, challenge assumptions, and demand transparency. Don't let black box algorithms stay closed off. So it's a wonderful shift from...
And I think, you know, we can also support organizations that are working to promote ethical AI, right?
Absolutely. There are more and more groups out there advocating for responsible AI, you know, pushing for regulation and developing tools to detect and mitigate bias.
And as consumers, we have choices. We can support companies committed to doing this ethically.
Vote with your dollars. Send a message.
Exactly. This all comes back to something Dr. Baxman was talking about. He's stressing AI developers need to be accountable for what their products are recommending. Like, no passing the buck, right?
He's right. Just like any product, these AI systems need to be rigorously tested and held to high standards for safety and fairness. No exceptions.
It's about moving beyond the hype. Thinking critically about the impact can be exciting, but we can't let that excitement blind us to the downsides.
I agree.
Well, this has been a really insightful conversation and honestly sobering.
It's a complex topic, but I'm optimistic. You know, I think with more awareness and a commitment to ethical development, we can really use AI's power for good.
Dr. Baxman's work shows it's possible, right? He's asking tough questions, coming up with solutions.
He's showing a path forward where AI enhances our lives instead of deepening inequalities.
And that's what we all want. To our listeners, keep exploring this topic. The ethical side of AI is only going to become more important. It's a conversation we all need to be a part of. That's it for our show today. Thanks for joining us.